A still united front. Elisa Brady, Fox News. That bottom line from President Biden moments ago, speaking after summits with NATO and G7 leaders in Brussels, where more sanctions on Russia and more help for Ukraine have been announced. The president says he asked for the NATO meeting to show continued unity against Russia's aggression. He was also asked what would happen if President Putin uses chemical weapons.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
Ukraine's president pleading with world leaders during two live video appearances today for more robust military assistance, telling them he can't just buy planes and tanks. Former President Trump is suing Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, claiming they tried to rig the 2016 election by trying to tie his campaign to Russia. In a court filing, Trump accusing the defendants of conspiring to induce the FBI or Justice Department to investigate collusion with Russia. New York City's vaccine mandate now has some key exemptions for performers and pro athletes.
Mayor Eric Adams said it was time to end keeping unvaccinated New York athletes on the sideline, while unprotected out-of-town athletes got to play. He said it was an inequity.
Treating our performers differently because they lived and played for home teams.
The Brooklyn Nets' Kyrie Irving was the most notable example of it, up to now only playing in away games. Adams says he wasn't lobbied and followed the science in his decision. While he is a fan and wants to see his city's teams win, he says he'll push players vulnerable to COVID
and hope that they do the vaccination and booster shots.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, some public employee unions are criticizing the move after some of their members were fired for refusing to get vaccinated. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Encouraging words from the judge as a Florida teen enters a plea to charges he tried to kill two sheriff's deputies.
He was just 12 years old when he took off from a home for abused and abandoned children with a 14-year-old girl. The boy, now 13, pleading no contest in juvenile court Wednesday before being sentenced to a maximum risk commitment program. A Volusia County sheriff's deputy pursuing the teens took cover behind a tree when the bullets began flying. He spoke during the hearing, telling the boy, "I challenge you to be better," adding, "You have a long life ahead of you, and I will say a prayer for you every day." Meanwhile, the girl remains charged as an adult with the attempted first-degree murder of a law enforcement officer and armed burglary of a dwelling. CJ Papa, Fox News.
On the final day of her Senate confirmation hearings, legal experts praising Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Democrats are hoping to hold a final confirmation vote by Easter in mid-April. The creator of a popular online feature has died.
Stephen Wilhite's family is saying that the 74-year-old died from COVID-19 surrounded by his family. Wilhite created the GIF, spelled G-I-F, which stands for Graphics Interchange Format, while working at CompuServe in the 1980s. The GIF has become synonymous with animated internet memes these days. However, it was initially intended to distribute, quote, high-quality, high-resolution graphics in color during the early days of the internet when the connection speeds were slow. because of the spell GIF. Many still debate how to correctly pronounce the word. However, back in 2013, Will Hite told the New York Times that he pronounces it with a soft G, making it GIF.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. So far, so good on Wall Street, holding on to gains. Right now, the Dow is up 274 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ up more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.